Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be called children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In a legendary homily, Monsignor Michael Heinz, one of the patriarchs of our diocese, after proclaiming this gospel, went to the ambo and said, "Today, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Do we?" And then he sat down and sat there for two or three minutes, just letting it soak in and ponder that mystery. You're not getting off that easy tonight. But it's so simple. Sometimes we hear the gospel, hear the scriptures, and it's, "I need some help here, what's going on?" And this gospel is just so clear, it doesn't need much more breaking down. It's just the Lord telling us, love your enemies, even to that degree. Something that was incredibly novel. But for us, it's not novel. We've heard this hundreds of times. We have it on our lips, love your enemies. We know what to do, we know we have to do it, but it's hard. It's not complicated, but it's not easy. When we hear love your enemies, and it's like, yeah, sure, I know I have to do that. We don't actually let it get to our heart. And the simple message of love your enemies, do we? And we let it pass by somehow. Because the reality is, enemies, for Jesus and the people he was preaching to, the enemies were probably the Romans when people heard that. When Jesus said love your enemies, he was saying, love those who persecute you, who oppress you, who have taken your land and your homes and cast you out and made your lives miserable. It could have been a political speech. You know what we're going to do? We're going to love those who are oppressing us. Not popular at all. Maybe some of us have enemies to a lesser degree. Maybe we have enemies and people that just really are out to get us. I don't know. But I think, if not that, we all have people that are just difficult to love. Frankly, it could very well just be the people you love the most. Family and friends that you're with all the time, and the Lord's demand to love those people. Not enemies necessarily, but those that are just taxing. Loving them and the command of Jesus to love them. We know we have to do it. But we meet the command of Jesus to love them. We've heard it 1,000 times, and it meets the reality of it's, I've tried, and I don't do it. And I want to, but I mess up, and I want to love them more, but I've fallen short so much, I don't know if I can do that anymore. And that's a good place to be. Not to complicate this at all, I don't think. But tonight, just three basic, simple, not complicated steps to help us carry out the task to truly love our enemies, or at least loving those who are difficult to love. The first step in doing this is, of course, prayer. We have to pray. First, we go to prayer and we ask God for the gift of charity. Jesus commands us to love our enemies, but charity is first of all a gift from God. And if we don't have it, we can't give it. So we go to Jesus in prayer and tell him, Lord, I want to love others so bad. This is what you made me for. I can't do that unless you give me that gift. So please, Lord, I'm asking for the gift of charity. And God is always overjoyed to answer that prayer as soon as possible. A wonderful saint, Saint Vincent Ferrer, every time he'd go and preach, an incredible preacher would bring thousands of conversions to the Lord when he'd go and preach the gospel. He'd go village to village proclaiming the good news, and before he'd enter every town, he'd stop on the outskirts, kneel down and pray to God, Lord, give me the gift of charity for this town. Then he'd go into the church in the town before Jesus in the Eucharist and would pray again for the gift of charity, asking for the ability to preach the gospel to them. Father Brian left me in my confessional a little prayer card. For every time you start hearing confessions, I say the prayer right there. It says, Lord, give me your gift of charity for all who enter here today. When we ask God for that gift, he gives it to us. And when it's coming from him, we have all we need. Step one, pray. Step two, pray. We first ask for the gift of charity, and then when we have it, the first, second action of charity is loving those people by praying for them. Lord, give me your gift of charity and bless those people who are my enemies, or at least difficult to love. And if we stop there, yeah, that's a little falling short. I think we sometimes hear, pray for them, I'm doing all I have to do. Now there's more to it, but if we are not praying for those we have to love, we haven't started in the right way. We have to begin by praying for them, asking the Lord to bless them abundantly. And when we do that, it's open season, open field, and we can love them abundantly. A good friend of mine, his father and him had an estranged relationship because his father was an alcoholic. And one day, he was telling a priest, I just want to love my father, but it's so difficult because of our relationship. And the priest humbly challenged him, are you praying for your father? And he just humbly said, no, I haven't been. He said, start there. And so he committed praying one memorare for his father every day. And that was a game changer. We start by praying for them. And that opens the field to love them well. First, pray for the gift of charity. Second, pray for the good of those we have to love. And third and finally, just go. Initiate love. And by that point, we have all we need to go and love our enemies, to love our neighbors as we have to. Maybe it's not perfect. Who cares? Maybe it won't be received as ideal as we'd like it to. Doesn't matter. Maybe they won't receive it well. Maybe they won't pay it back to us. Great. Jesus makes it clear we shouldn't do it for repayment. But if we asked him for the gift to love them, and if we asked the Lord to bless them, that they might be blessed, we have all we need to initiate love without waiting for anything more to just start. Lord Jesus, we ask you tonight for the gift of charity. We beg you for blessings upon all those you've called us to love. Give us the grace to just initiate love then. Tonight, Jesus commands us to love our enemies. Do we?